Editor. Premier Jason Kenney's theme song of democracy and free speech within his party may have just turned into his swan song. I haven't believed a word he says after he campaigned on issues which he promptly and systematically went about destroying those promises as fast as he could. I'm not actually sure even he believes what he says anymore. In April 2021, when 16 MLAs openly criticized his handling of the pandemic, he said elected members of the legislature should be able to speak their minds. We believe in freedom of speech, we believe in democracy. He certainly believed in free something until Aloha Gate erupted. He didn't see anything wrong at all but acquiesced to public pressure and slapped a few hands. He usually slides around the problem by saying UCP members are free to express their minds. And then promised a culture of discipline. When the leadership review, scheduled for the fall, was bumped up to April, that should have rung a few bells. There was an unprecedented number of registrations, upwards of 20,000, planning to cast their vote in Red Deer. Organizers became acutely aware that would overwhelm capacity. Instead of extending the hours, giving voters the chance to come much earlier or later, which was one suggestion, they decided to cancel in-person voting and go to mail-in ballots. It could be argued the high number of registrants for the leadership review was an indication of increasing discontent within the party and a direct threat to Kenney. The mail-in ballots were sent to all roughly 60,000 party members. These ballots can trickle in over a whole month, so voters can watch the political landscape before deciding their vote. Some may be impressed by all kinds of promises being made, money is flowing. However, Kenney is lashing out at party members who have become disenchanted, calling them insects and lunatics. He says that his party is under siege from extremist elements, including homophobes and religious bigots seeking a hostile takeover. I am determined to ensure that such hatred, extremists, and divisive votes do not find a home in this mainstream broad conservative party. Boy, oh boy, I think he is devolving. He's certainly threatened. Do those words seem like the peace out, freedom cry that he has been espousing for so long? His plan now is to stomp all over those words, crack the whip and stay in line. I think he believes that he can keep the party from fracturing and create party unity. Is his head still stuck in the sand? Marilyn Foxford, Canmore.